because I'm funny.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Block Talk Radio, Angry Bastards, Monday Madness, 6-4, E-Double, F-Dizzle, Milky, Tran, Kuba, Fresh Money, TQ, we all here. Everybody recognized, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. We all here. We all in the building. Listen, holla at me. We got Milky in the building. It's late. I know we're real late, y'all, but you know what it is, what it is. You know, we just put this thing together, and hopefully, you know, everything is everything right now. I think you're unmuted, Milky. I don't know if you were in the queue or whatever. But, you know, we're still in the building. Actually, we got, like, you know, 12 minutes left to be there with you. Yeah, I see Milky's in the building now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, 6-4, MV Bastards, Monday fucking Madness, GQ, S-Dizzle, E-Double, Fresh Money, Kuba, we got Milky in the building. Somebody holler at me, man.
Where's everybody
at? 2 hours late. Everybody is, I mean, we here, you know what I'm saying? That's really all we can account for, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can't really, you know. But, you know, we're in the building, like I said, and, you know, everything is everything. So, you're going to keep it like that, you know what I'm saying? What up, Milky? How was your day?
It was all right.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, what you did today?
I went to work.
Oh, yeah, what kind of work you do?
Stupid work.
Let me find out you a sexy-ass nurse.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
You might want to come take care of me, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you got the time and all that, I know nurses are expensive and I don't got a lot of money. But
right.
I deserve care too, don't I?
Everybody does.
There you go. But you know, Angry Bastards in the building. We have beautiful ass Milky in the building, y'all better recognize. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all don't, then it's going to be a motherfucking problem. Right now, 6-4 is holding it down duly because, you know, the brothers are off doing whatever they're doing.
What are they doing?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. You know, but I'm the angriest bastard anyway, so who better to take?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. Who better to take over the helm of the shit than me? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we headed to the truck. You know what I'm saying? Got the first whiff roll, got the bogeys, got the, you know, truck keys and all that. And we're going to take the laptop to the truck and just marinate for a second because, you know, it was a beautiful day. But, you know, I didn't really get to talk to Milky that much.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just so y'all know, you know what I'm saying, Milky's my, my concubine, you know what I'm saying?
Concubine?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, I tried to use a word I didn't really know the meaning of, and that's what happens, y'all. That's what happens, folks, when you try to use a word you don't know the meaning of, okay? Please.
Concubine, if you have a concubine, then that means you have other concubines.
Okay, so let's check that, all right? Milky is my paramour, okay? You suck it. y'all all fall back. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all got what it takes. You know what I'm saying? To keep Mookie satisfied. Wrong. I don't. So before you get ahead of yourself, you know what I'm saying, and trip over your own feet and trip over your own neck and end up killing yourself, let me help you out there, young man. All right. Sexiness personified. Okay. She's in the building. Recognize, please. Please recognize. This is all real here. Okay. It's all real. All right. Yeah, but you know, today was a good day, Monday. You know, I like taking my time and all that. It's real snowy out here. You know, I call myself a skater and shit, so, you know, I done found my skateboard again. And, you know, I'm mad at any kind of precipitation. But
oh, God.
You know, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm pulling out the three-syllable and above words, you know what I'm saying, today. I'm pulling them out because it's only right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got 6 minutes remaining in the show for those who are listening. But for those who choose to continue to record the show, we'll be on for an extra half an hour. Please believe it. So like I was saying, Milky, you know, somebody that I'm involved with, and I never really got the chance to, you know, let her know. You know, how special I think she is personally. I think she's special. She may not know that, but I think she's special. So with that being said, okay, with that, right there being said, because, you know, there's really only one way to, you know, express how you feel about somebody. Sometimes you want to play a song. Sometimes you want to write something. You know what I'm saying? And you do what feels right, okay? And being that, I tried to segue into like a little smooth interlude for a smooth track, and my fucking computer's nervous. I'm gonna have to wait till the time comes around. Okay. I'm definitely gonna have to wait till it comes around. But you know, there's definitely I would think at least that there's some songs on here that would, you know, kind of pretty much say what I was trying to say to Milky, or express what I was trying to express. But you know, maybe not, because this is the Angry Bastard Radio Show, and it would be kind of like not really part of the course if there was some kind of smooth shit on here. You know?
No, no smooth shit.
So she wants to hear the D Block shit. So.
No, I don't.
She just said it, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
She just said it, ladies and gentlemen. She just said it herself. She said it.
I don't want to hear no D-Block. I can't take it.
As you can tell by her silky smooth voice, you know what I'm saying? She's definitely someone worth getting to know, worth getting to talk to, worth meeting, worth
Telling everybody.
All right, for y'all that don't know, you'll probably never get the taste of sweetness. But that's your business. Okay. Because you know, I'm still in the process of making her mind, so I'm just gonna talk shit right now. But she'll be mine. She actually is already mine. I already know from the way she acts and shit like that. I know. But
the way I act.
Yeah, from the way she acts, the things she says, things she doesn't say, the way she reacts to, you know, things that, to my actions or my words. I already know that, you know, there's something there. And, you know, got to keep it real with myself. Because, you know, if I can't do that, I can't keep it real with nobody else. You know, I'm not really like a man for like 5'3", 2 different women, you know. I'm a one woman man. All right? Like my man Dave Hollister, okay? You guys better reference that. If you don't know who Dave Hollister is, I don't know what to tell you. Okay? But he's definitely a one woman man. so am I. But, yeah, I'm definitely trying to spring her from this trap, you know what I'm saying? She's in a trap bank right now. I'm trying to spring her from it. And, you know, I'm just hoping that I got, you know, something better in mind. Because I hate to waste all of those God-given talents that she got. I'd hate to waste all of those God-given talents that she got. God-given. Okay. Let me tiptoe over this ice patch real quick with the laptop in one hand and the phone in the other hand. You know, make my way to where I said I was. So, you know, usually it's a little more festive, but right now it's just man and woman, real to real, right
here. The way it's supposed to be.
Okay, as you can hear, or as you can't hear, we got 90 seconds left.
You can hear it?
And in those 90 seconds, what we will do is let you guys know the station identification, Angry Bastard Radio, no more, no less. All right, your boy 6-4 holding it down with Milky. All right, she's in the building with us. 60 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. All right, if you're going to put in your order, put in your order now because the shop is about to close down. For all you listeners, but for all you folks who are actually downloading the show, you'll be okay. You'll be okay for another half an hour. All right? I can hear, actually, the amount of time we have left. It says 90 seconds, 60 seconds. This is about to say 30 seconds. Nothing better than a blunt that's freshly rolled. The only thing that's better than that is a blunt that you rolled like yesterday, because it has time to set. Okay, it has time.
But it gets all hard and dry.
Yeah, it has time to mix.
Yeah.
20 seconds left in the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, holler at us at www.myspace.com/angrybastardradio. Holler at me at 64@gmail.com. And I don't know what homies shit is, but we in the building. Thanks for listening, and this is the extra half an hour. Yeah. Block Talk Radio, Angry Bastard, Mandate Madness, 6-4, your boy holding it down. All right, this is the extra half an hour love that we get at the end of every show. So for those of you who are downloading the show, you actually get to hear this part. For those of you that were listening, the show is done for you. And you're listening to that bullshit elevator music right now. Honestly. We got a Milky Love here. Okay? For all you guys that don't know, say
love.
Hi. Say hi, Milky.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely a part of the street team. All right? And we were trying to integrate her into everyday affairs.
Everyday affairs.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you roll it too tight, it pretty much doesn't work.
When you what?
When you roll it too tight, it doesn't work.
What?
Hello.
What are you talking about?
Hello.
Hello, what are you talking about?
The blue, hello.
The what?
The Blills.
What?
The Blunt.
What are you talking about?
The Blunt. Blills is short for blunt.
Oh, I don't understand that.
When you wear it too tight, it's no good.
You gotta loosen it up. That's the word.
You gotta what?
You gotta loosen it up.
Yeah, I just built up the end.
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
Word. So now that you know, ruin the extra half an hour. And, you know, the music is not really choice music. I'm going to head on to my library and my,
please don't put on any music.
And my Windows Media Player. Okay?
Please don't.
Because, you know, it's only right.
No, it's not.
I'm not asking anyone's opinion. I'm just going to pretty much do what I do. Because, this is me.
Okay? All right, you'll be on here by yourself.
And I'm hearing threats from the background talking about they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better off if I either A, don't play anything, or B, play something that this individual will like.
No, I don't want to hear anything.
She just wants to hear my voice. That's what it sounds.
Exactly.
All she had to do was say that, but I want you to notice, ladies and gentlemen, she couldn't say that. Okay. But I got to tell you, when I am thinking of this woman, it makes me feel a certain way. Okay. She's intelligent, she's beautiful,
she's loving, nurturing, caring, understanding, providing, and she's clean.
And she's educated. Like, what's good? What are y'all looking at? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what y'all are looking at, but I can tell you this. That, you know, when I think of this woman, okay, I feel like I'm in a daze sometimes. All right.
Yeah, right.
And it puts me in a state where I actually feel like I'm dreaming.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you can't really dream while you're, like, you know, walking.
And she's
living,
clean.
Breathing. Can you? Can you? I don't know. But what I will do is play this Christopher Williams backdrop real quick.
I don't want to hear that.
She doesn't want to hear it. She just wants to hear
it. Oh, my God.
But, you know, being that it's on already and she can't hear it, or she probably can hear it a little bit and she'll complain about that little bit that she can hear it and it's not making really a difference in anybody's life, including hers. Just
what?
Let me sleep. Don't wake me up. So my dream is complete.
I can't stand that song.
She can't stand the song.
The pretty nigga from the bank.
The pretty nigga. For those of you who saw New Jack City.
Kareem Akbar.
The most important thing that you should take from this, you Milky, is that this is for you. I mean, they say that you shouldn't start doing in a relationship what you don't intend on continuing.
True.
Throughout the duration of that relationship. So what I'm doing tonight,
you're
going to
always
know, is letting you know and expressing to you how much you mean to me day to day, in and out, up and down, because it's all the same shit. Part of me does not want to control myself.
You don't control
and
yourself.
And the other part of me knows that I have to.
You don't control yourself. Don't
part
even
of me
sit on here and lie.
What happened?
You don't control yourself. You do whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
she's exploding my spot right now. I don't know. I thought that it was a sweet gesture, but apparently I was mistaken.
What was a sweet gesture?
You know, I'm just playing this music so you can hear it. Why? Because I want you to hear it. And that's
I understand
that,
but you're talking about you be controlling yourself. You don't control yourself.
I'm just talking, baby.
Is that what that was?
I don't want to control myself. Part of me wants to control myself.
What part is that?
The part in me that knows that. The part of me that wants love to be like a candle that burns forever and ever, as opposed to fireworks, which is just loud and, like, colorful for about 10 seconds and then gone just as fast. I know the difference. Excuse me. But you see, throughout this time, I've learned to love myself. And the charged relations that I've experienced in my life, I've learned that I have to love self. It's like
how
a
how many
flower.
Relationships have you had?
Real, like, relationships, like, where I love somebody, I'd say about, I can count them on my hand, I'd say. But then again, maybe more than that. Only because any energy you put into somebody is energy you put into somebody. You're not trying to make them what you want them to be, but just taking the time to get to know them, to really study them, to really listen to them, to really understand them, to really care about them, to really learn how to love them. It's not just something that happens. For some people it is, because it's natural. Some things are innate. A lot of us are taught to hate ourselves. Inadvertently and purposefully have, like, this disdain for ourselves. And it's shown through our actions. It's shown through how we speak and how we allow others to speak around us. Our ears are supposed to take in a lot of different things. Like, they were designed to take in any sound, but the most beautiful sound is I've ever heard is your name. And as far as I'm concerned, everything else is bullshit.
Okay.
But part of my language, because I'm not supposed to be talking like that, because I know I'm better than that, and I can express myself better than that.
Okay.
You dig?
I dig it.
I understand where I'm coming from. I understand where I'm going with this. For me, the only moment we have is right now. So make it right now. You dig?
I dig it.
It's been told to some people, being myself, that love is like a flower, but every flower starts as a seed, and it's inside of you, and that flower is watered and nurtured, and it grows out to touch other people.
And who told you this? Huh?
Some woman.
What's her name?
Her name is Woman.
That's her name?
Yep.
Mm.
Because she's also said it's ignorant things, and that's not why I'm withholding her name. I'm withholding her name because she is woman. She's a woman. I've seen God in her through how she nurtures how she nurtured my kid. So that flower grows out and touches other people. So you can't love anybody
else. Oh, who said that? Now I'm confused. Who said that?
I never told you who said that. Just be clear on what I'm saying. That you can't love anybody else until you love yourself.
All right. That's true. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that? I hope. Well, hope is something different. I mean, we could be talking about anything else. I'm choosing to talk about love. I hope you don't mind. It's all relative, because, you know, I'm not going to act like, you know, I'm saying something any different than I would say any other day. This is just how I'm standing today, but I'm trying to express the same sentiment. Man.
My lips are dry.
Your lips are dry. You need to stop breathing so hard through your mouth. I know you can't, though, because your nose is probably stuffed up, but don't worry. Just slow your heart rate down a little bit and you'll be okay.
Don't tell me how to breathe.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah. I need to get my hair done. I got a hair appointment on Wednesday. I broke Korea's phone. Not working. What's that noise?
What?
What's that noise? Huh?
I was whistling at someone who I thought was my brother. But it just,
whistling at people.
This is not even a Nissan, like, Maxima. It's a Nissan Altima. He drives a Maxima, so, you know.
So your brother?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What'd you say?
Nah. You ever heard that song, Umi Says? You ever heard that song?
What song?
Umi Says.
Who?
Umi Says.
I can't understand what you're saying. What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Umi? says.
By whom?
Most Def.
Oh, no.
I think I'm going to use my upgrade from these guys.
For your phone?
Yep.
I don't know what you were fighting the ceiling for.
Yeah, because I'm not going to, like, defect to another, like, carrier or something like that. So
take
I'm
the damn
well,
upgrade.
Yeah, might as well. But check how I'm going to do it, though. Because I'm smooth. I can't just do it regular, you know what I'm saying?
Can't they just add that to your phone bill?
I mean, they're going to do it either way. They're going to prorate, like, they're going to add it to the next bill. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Oh, you got the new phone. Whatever. Like, I'm going to have to pay for the new plan, whatever the case is. But I'm going to talk all of that out, like, try to iron those kinks out, make a smooth transition so there's no money leaving my pocket
right.
at all. But I'm going to do it with the other jack. You know what I'm saying?
Why you don't get them to pay the bill, too?
What you mean?
With the upgrade.
They do that?
Yeah.
A better question is actually, what do you mean?
Basically, if you're eligible for upgrade,
mm-hmm.
then they could take the money, like,
yeah.
instead of giving you the upgrade for the phone and applying it to your phone bill.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be like you use your upgrade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could pay my phone bill. I mean, if they want to pay that in addition to giving me another phone for free,
I think they
fine.
Can. I think they can. They did that for me, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know exactly how it was worded, but they did it.
They can do it all.
They did it twice for me.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Mm. Well, they can, but I'm going to do it with the other jack, though. I get them every time.
Yeah, I need more phones to be able to blow you up on.
Say again?
I need more phone numbers so I can blow you up.
You can do that without any phone numbers, actually.
How?
Show me how.
How?
I'll let you figure that out.
Oh. I get it.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. You need time. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But,
two more days of work left.
Two more days and what?
Of work.
Mhm. What you got, homie, for taking holiday?
Nothing.
What you getting, daddy, for taking holiday?
I don't know yet. What you getting me?
I don't know yet.
Nobody knows anything.
Word. I'm off the cuff. What do you need?
Huh?
What do you want?
I don't care. Nothing really matters. Huh?
To make you something for Kwanzaa.
Mm.
Make you like pocketbook or something.
Unless you got some coach material.
See, we need coach material. It's the same
Chinese. Coach leather.
Yeah. Made in China, all of that shit. Same shit.
Or some Gucci leather.
So the same leather.
No, it's not. Made in Italy.
I boil that shit up. Made in Italy. Italian cows. Country's enemy.
Don't play with the pocketbooks, okay?
I mean, that's what you're saying to me. That's what you'd have me believe.
What? Right?
That it's an it's a different. It's called, it should cost more because it's a cow from another like continent, another country. Like that's what you're saying to me.
Right.
Come on.
Coach is made in the United States, though.
What?
Coach is made in the United States, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm. I hear that, girl. Get that $400 bag. $400 clutch. Get that $400 clutch purse. I hear you, boo. That's what you want?
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing, not at that. I'm just laughing at something.
What are you laughing at? I hate that laugh.
So almost.
Like the devil.
Devil?
Yeah, you're up to something.
I'm up to shit. You want to multiply?
Sure, why not?
Okay. How long I gotta wait?
Told you already.
Hmm?
Told you already.
That's how long I gotta wait to multiply?
2013.
Oh, okay. I thought it was December, like, 2013.
Yeah, 2013.
It could be February. That's fine.
I didn't say February.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, actually.
2013.
Yep.
I'm not listening to this.
You not?
No, she's not making any sense.
How come?
How come what? This is why you don't need to smoke. Because when you smoke.
I don't know what she's talking about, actually.
Mm-hmm. Here's my cocoa butter for my lips.
Where is it?
Mm-hmm. Over there on my dressing. I don't feel like getting up.
Mm-hmm. Smell like cocoa butter and dick.
What? When, right now?
Nope. Right now, nah. Soon enough.
Cocoa butter and dick. So you didn't like my picture?
Get angry,
Why everything got to be angry?
I mean, it was just looking real like, here, nigga.
Huh?
Not like here, nigga. Here. Here. Here's something. Yeah, I'm just somebody. Just anybody.
Huh?
Oh, boy. Huh?
What'd you say?
I said you think I'm just anybody.
Yeah, I do. I send notes to every. I send notes to all my friends. I'll never send one again. I'll never send one again now.
Never?
Never again. I promise you that one.
Anyway, for y'all that's listening to the extra half an hour, it's pretty much a wrap. blogtalkradio.com/angrybastardradio. MySpace.com/angrybastardradio 64. That's SIXXIV4. @gmail.com. Holla at us. Let us know what it is. Your boy 64. Your boy GQ. S Dizzle. E Fizzle for Shizzle. Your boy Fresh and Milky. Milky Love in the building. Peace. Oh boy. Yo. Hello.